for all people, really, it's those twin towers of extreme success and extreme profound failure that are some of the most difficult things to deal with for any of us. But it struck me thinking about you guys that for a musician who's out there in front of crowds of adoring fans, that seems like it might be even more difficult. How have you guys kept yourselves grounded, kind of in the midst of success and confident in the midst of disappointments as well?
Whenever someone comes up to us and tells us about what the music has done for them or meant for them, we listen and we thank them. And sometimes we'll journal about what they said, if it's something that strikes a chord with us in particular. But the way that we fight pride, or I guess pride in both of its forms, either thinking that we're amazing and fantastic and we deserve all this and that we should be famous, and or pride in the opposite kind of thing is, I'm the worst. I'm a failure. Like, no one should listen to my music. Mm. The way that we stay is try to avoid those extremes is to be thankful to those people, and also to be thankful to the Lord, because it is Him who has given us this gift of music and this gift of marriage and everything that we have that is good. And so it's just a way of sort of funneling the thankfulness to Him and remembering that it is a gift and it should be stewarded well. That helps.
Well, yeah. Said.
I would just say that this could all end at any time. Yeah. And I think having that in mind is good. And I think also not placing like our full identity in music and what we're doing is important too. You know, we could, if the Lord calls us away from this, then that's good. And we're not, you know, we don't believe that this is the only thing we could ever do with our life. And I think that's a healthy place to be, because when you're doing what the Lord calls you to do, then you're in the right place.